That piece is, as I'm sure you will all know from the end of it there, that is slightly out of date now, that piece. Daisy Blur the cat, unfortunately, is no longer with us, but Marvin is still going strong, and we now have two children who we are bringing up to be able to feed Marvin the cat in the morning. Marilyn said this is from a book called Lapsed Protestant, which is occasional pieces for radio and print. And the title, I have to say, was not of my choosing. Quite the opposite, in fact. When I was told by the publishing house, New Island Books in Dublin, that they intended to call the book Lapsed Protestant, I said, over my dead body, you're going to call it Lapsed Protestant. And then they reminded me of a book they had published by the wonderful Irish novelist Joseph O'Connor. They'd once published a collection of his occasional prose under the title of The Secret Life of the Irish Male. And they said, you know, Joe wasn't very keen on that title either, until we said that the alternative was The Length of My Penis and Other Short Fictions, at which point Joe said, you know, I like The Secret Life of the Irish Male. And I said, you know what, I quite like Lapsed Protestant as well, so... I'm going to read one more short piece and then a slightly longer piece. So this short piece is another piece about Northern Ireland. The references are entirely, do you have hives here? You still got hives? You know that somebody's itching in the front row. You still have hives, that's good. I think this piece tells you what I think has happened to hives, but we used to get them all the time, you know, like once a week, everyone in the house when I was young had hives. I was reading this in France at a conference, and I asked them what the French word for hives was, and so I got the answer back, and then I started to read the piece, and I could see people scratching their head, because of course they'd given me the French for beehives, rather than the skin irritation. So I'm just going to read this. What will I say by way of introduction? There's a radio station in Northern Ireland called Downtown Radio, and there's another one called Cool FM, the commercial radio stations, and the local BBC is called Radio Ulster.